You're listening to the Golf Dom podcast. Today we're talking about stoicism, wisdom from the Stoic golfer, finding inner peace and focus on the fairway by Robert Souter Hamilton, available at Amazon. Today we're talking about five tips for inner peace and tranquility. We all want to be free of torturous desires and anxieties that unsettle our lives. One of the core beliefs of Stoicism is that individuals have little control over external events, but they have complete control over their own thoughts and reactions to those events. The Stoics emphasize the importance of accepting what is beyond our control and focusing instead on developing our own character and inner peace. Tip number one. Turn your focus around 180 degrees from out there to within. The answers to your quest for happiness will not be found out there. Rather, it will be revealed by seeking within. Marcus Aurelius tells us in his book on meditations, "Live in harmony with the universe by following the principles of wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation, and by using reason to guide your thoughts and actions." Marcus reflects on the Stoic principles and provides guidance on how to live a virtuous and fulfilling life. He writes about the importance of accepting what is beyond our control, cultivating inner peace, and performing our duties in life with integrity and wisdom. Stop looking for shortcuts and hacks in everything. The whole concept of giving less and expecting more is wrong. You are not gaming the system by this approach. You are gaming yourself and your own integrity. Tip number two, you are not your feelings. You are not only your feelings. The Stoics believed that emotions such as fear, anger, and desire could cloud our judgment and lead us away from the path of wisdom and virtuous living. They taught that individuals could achieve tranquility and inner peace by understanding the nature of the universe, accepting the inevitable, and practicing self-control and restraint in their thoughts and actions. Your emotional reactions to things that happen in your life and on the golf course are not who you are. Tip three, you are not alone. We are all connected to the life around us. Stoicism holds a universal ethical code based on the principles of natural law and the common good. Everything you do impacts upon your family, friends, community, and ecosystem. It is not all about you, as many people think. Children have this me-centric attitude as part of their early years, but grow up and out of it in the natural evolution of things. Tip number four, live life joyously in the here and now. Stoic joy. A Stoic rejoices in the present moment and finds joy in living a virtuous life regardless of external circumstances. When you strip away all the stuff from your life, ditch the desires for endless material things, discard the wants for this and that, stop craving for substances to fill up your life. You will find that simply being alive can be a beautiful experience. Not all the time, of course. Constant happiness is a furphy, another illusory desire. Allow yourself to be free enough of fear and desire to be joyous in the here and now. Tip number five, play it as it lies. Acceptance. Stoicism advocates accepting everything that happens, including both good and bad, as a natural part of life. The fundamental credo in golf is play it as it lies. Therefore, stop wasting time and energy complaining about stuff. Accept what you cannot change and make the best of it. Stoics rise above their circumstances via their character and commitment to virtuousness. The power is within and not from without. Only victims give away their power to outside agencies. Tranquility and inner peace are available once you have regained control of your emotional responses to events in your life. Resilience comes to those who grasp this mantle in their lives. The Stoic Golfer. Finding inner peace and tranquility on the fairway. Page 41, shit happens, live with it. Whatsoever doth happen in the world doth happen justly. And so if thou dost well take heed, thou shalt find it. I say not only in right order by a series of inevitable consequences, but according to justice and as it were by way of equal distribution, according to the true worth of everything. Continue then to take notice of it as thou hast begun. And whatsoever thou dost, do it not without this proviso, that it be a thing of that nature that a good man, as the word good is properly taken, may do it. This observe carefully in every action. Marcus Aurelius, The Meditations, Book 4. If I was to sum up the message in this selected piece from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, it would be, shit happens, live with it. It does not serve the golfer well to bitch and moan about bad breaks during a round, as it undermines and disempowers the individual. Marcus Aurelius tells us to take all events in our stride and accept them as meant to be. Do not waste valuable energy and emotional reactions on things outside of your control. Nature is not about fairness, and the rub of the green is notoriously indifferent to the personal wishes of any individual golfer. Accept the unfortunate episodes during your round and put your energy into devising the best strategy for extracting your ball from the mess. Move on and keep your intention intact and free from grumbling and whinging. Moaning to your playing partners in the four winds about how unlucky and cursed you seem to be is ultimately only amusing to those outside of your skin. Taking responsibility for the fact that you have put your golf ball in the tricky position it currently finds itself keeps you in the driver's seat. Once you hand over that power to outside forces, you are a victim. We all know what happens to victims on the battlefield. I say not only in right order by a series of inevitable consequences, but according to justice and as it were by way of equal distribution, according to the true worth of everything. When things happen in life and out on the golf course that we don't like, it is easy to take it as a personal affront. Don't take things personally out on the golf course. Whether you lean toward a more scientific explanation for the momentum of the golf ball, or consider it to involve an unseen spiritual dimension, it does not serve you well to take it personally. Shit happens, as my old golfing buddy used to frequently remind me. Arguing with reality is a waste of time, and trying to apportion blame is equally futile. Accept, surrender, and move on. Keep your intention moving forward toward your ultimate goal. In any battle, there will be defeats and setbacks. During a round of golf, there is plenty of time for things to go wrong. Remember to suck it up and be strong. Keep marching toward the finishing line. How many times have we felt like walking off the golf course mid-round? How many times have we gathered ourselves together and kept playing and things have turned around? The job of manoeuvring a small hard sphere around a huge field 18 times into a small hole is a massive undertaking. Remember that and you will rediscover your perspective on the golf course. In the heat of the moment, it is natural to want to escape blame for the trouble we find ourselves in out on the links. I have heard that the A-grade golfer always blames something other than himself or herself. Did you see my putt hit that spike mark? The sand in this bunker is a disgrace. Did you feel that gust of wind that got up just as I hit my shot? My ball was heading straight for the flag until it hit that mound and veered off. They say that the largest book in the world is the golfer's book of excuses. Playing on such enormous expanses of land, there are plenty of opportunities for unforeseen occurrences to happen. The stoic golfer embraces misfortune as an opportunity to rise above it. You hit your shot in the sand trap, and instead of saying, "Oh no, why me?" you tell yourself this is a golden opportunity to perform a great bunker shot. If you are not confident of pulling that off, then it is an opportunity to learn how to via experience. You turn any negative into an opportunity for a positive. Like any warrior worth their salt, you will find the weaknesses in your game and practice them to get better and remove that vulnerability. Later on, after the conclusion of your competitive round, it is useful to review it. Go over in your mind those periods where you were struggling with your game out on the course. In the calmer waters of the post-round review, go back over each shot and where you found yourself. It will be much easier to objectively consider your responsibility for placing your golf ball in those awkward positions on the course. Own up and take remedial action on that basis to improve your technique and game day strategy. If you do not bring any awareness to your golf, you will be consigning yourself to repeating all the mishits and bad decisions ad infinitum. The sad fact is that many golfers do just this and complain just as loudly each and every week. Talk about Groundhog Day. Matthew Fitzpatrick, the 2022 US Open winner, documents every competitive shot he plays after each round. Yes, he goes back over and through his memory bank to write down each shot played. This then becomes a veritable storehouse of golden data to draw upon when needed for future rounds. We live in a digital age where data is considered to be the most valuable commodity going around. Take control of your own golfing data and reap the rewards for your game. The devil is in the detail. Moving from a slap-happy, off-the-cuff hacker to become a golfer who takes responsibility for each and every stroke played will transform your game. The standard of your golf will rise considerably via this strategic implementation alone. Takeaways. 1. Keep your bitching and moaning to a minimum during your round. 2. Take responsibility for where your golf ball ends up. 3. Don't take bad breaks personally. It happens to all of us. 4. See challenges as opportunities to improve your extraction techniques. 5. Review and document post-round to gather golden data for future reference. There has been a long-held tradition of applying famous philosophies to all sorts of aspects of modern life. Zen and the art of tennis and golf springs to mind. The Consolations of Philosophy by Alain de Botton is another great example of the genre. I think it is important, however, to put a few cultural assumptions to the sword first up. To many people today, the term philosopher conjures up the image of an intellectual academic type, a don at a university perhaps, someone physically soft and applying brain power to the hypothetical moral dilemmas. Who should we save during a crisis? The person who knows the cure for cancer or our own mother? This is not the philosopher archetype from ancient Greece and Rome of which I proffer in this book. These founders of the form were far more challenging individuals. Socrates, who drank hemlock and died rather than concede his truth, springs to mind. Marcus Aurelius, at the tender age of 12, adopted the rough dress and hardy lifestyle of the philosopher, sleeping on the ground to toughen himself. Wealth and luxury were not so admired in the ancient world as they are these days. The Greeks and Romans despised this aspect of their Persian counterparts in terms of the dress and cultural behaviours of Eastern kings. Stoicism may encapsulate this commitment to raw life in philosophic form. Stoicism has been a highly influential philosophy over millennia. The ancient Greeks and Romans brought it to its fruition via philosophers like Zeno, Epictetus, political figure and tutor Seneca the Younger, soldier and statesman Cato the Elder, and Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Over hundreds of years in the ancient world, Stoicism remained very influential at the highest levels of government and aristocratic life. The British quality of the stiff upper lip, especially in the life of the aristocratic soldier, has been a prominent example of an aspect of the Stoic personality trait in later historical times. This has permeated into the cultural stereotype of upper-class British people. Anglo-Saxons carry this marker around with them to this day. Stoicism, however, has many more qualities to it and depths not so readily explored these days. Stoicism sought to teach humans how to reach eudaimonia, or happiness. For the Stoics, this could only be reached by following a virtuous life lived in accordance with nature. Golf has always struck me as an activity demanding of a stoic sensibility due to the difficulties and disappointments ever present in the game. Gritty grace is the term I have come up with to describe what is often required on the golf course. Golf has a clearly defined set of rules and protocols, the knowledge of which are required to play the game. The virtuous golfer is no stretch to consider when you think about his or her place in terms of sportsmanship or sportswomanship in the modern age. The golfer must also play in accordance with the nature of the golf course. Golf is no video game. It is a real adventure played on a challenging strip of geography rich in hazards and penalty areas. The Stoic Golfer, Finding Inner Peace and Focus on the Fairway, is my latest book about golf. I have written this to assist golfers everywhere in dealing with the challenges of the mental game. We all know that golf is the single hardest game to play ever known to humankind. We also know that a large part of the game is played upstairs, between the ears, so to speak. Some have compared the mental demands of golf with those in the game of chess. Strategic decisions must be made continually throughout both games. However, golf adds a physical dimension to these demands, and the athletic stress factor can mount up on the participating player. Navigating your way around a tricky golf course in all sorts of weather can test the resolve of the golfer. The following pages will take inspiration from selected quotes from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations and my interpretation of these in light of the golfer's challenges in the mental game. Golf is a test of our mettle and character. The Stoic philosophy, as rooted in the soldier's and warrior's kit bag of wisdom, is a practical source of strategies for success on the golf course. You will find solutions for common problems and issues confronted daily in the game of golf. Finding inner peace and focus will improve your performance on the golf course. It will also increase your enjoyment of the game of golf. Tranquility is the key to maintaining a good swing and not losing your tempo under stress. Understanding the importance of this will transform your game. You've been listening to the Golf Dom podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.